My message to you today, and my scripture reading is in 1 Samuel 23, the 15th verse. Now David became aware that Saul had come out to seek his life while David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David at Horesh and encouraged him in God. Thus he said to him, "Do not be afraid, because the hand of Saul my father will not find you, and you will be king over Israel, and I will be next to you, and Saul my father knows that also." So the two of them made a covenant before the Lord, and David stayed at Horesh while Jonathan went to his house. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed holy Sabbath day. We thank you, Lord, for bringing each one of us into your house of worship to hear of the great things of people of old, and Lord, to be inspired to the better life that you have for each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless these words and help them to be received and helped by each of us. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. My text is verse 16. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David at Horesh and encouraged him in God. My message to you today is that of encouragement. All through God's Word, we find that people, even the greatest of the ones in God's Word, even the greatest of the patriarchs of old, from time to time, needed encouragement. Every one of us, no matter what our station in life, no matter how prosperous we are, or perhaps how much in need we are, we all need encouragement. So my message to you today is, give encouragement. We not only want to be ready and hopefully receive encouragement from each other, but we should have foremost on our hearts and mind to give encouragement. We find in these words in 1 Samuel that Jonathan was one of Saul's sons. And Jonathan was also one of David's best friends. And we see through the passage of time of Saul and Jonathan and David that Saul became king of Israel. And we see that a jealousy arose because Saul found out and God revealed that it was going to be a time in which David would become king of Israel rather than Saul. And of course you know that that would have caused jealousy between King Saul and the young boy David. And so we find that David had to flee for his life. Even though it was not fair, even though it was not right, unjust, not justified, David had to flee for his life from King Saul. And we find in this particular instance in the Bible, in my scripture reading, that Saul's son, David, went to the area where Saul's son, Jonathan, went to the area in which David was hiding at that particular point in time. David was constantly at this time going from one place to another, running, hiding for his life. And so Jonathan found David in the hills. And he spoke to David, and he spoke a word of encouragement to David in the Lord, telling David, don't fear. God has great plans for you. He's going to sustain you. He's going to protect you. You will become king of Israel. And so Jonathan, his friend, tried to lift him up in the Lord and help ease the moment of that time in his life. I would like to go to Romans 15 and start at verse 4. And we're going to see within these scriptures that the scriptures themselves, the Word of God, gives encouragement. We need to know that. When we get discouraged, we need to know where the help lies. We know it lies in God, of course. But it lies in God's Word to us. And it lies in other resources that we have. And we see within these verses in Romans that God Himself gives encouragement as we call on Him. Romans 4, 15, starting at 4. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. Does He expect us to have perseverance and encouragement? Yes, He does. He gives that to us as we go to Him, as we go to seek Him within His Word, and as we go to seek Him directly. He gives perseverance, that hang-in power, that never-give-up attitude. He gives us perseverance, and He gives us encouragement right within those verses. We need to know that we should give encouragement for others in their work, in their everyday work, perhaps, to our fellow workers, to our church workers, to anybody going about their daily life. We need to be willing and ready to give encouragement to them. Not only for their natural work for their family, but perhaps their work in God's work. Their gift that God gave them to do for Him. We need to be ready and willing to encourage them in that. I would like to go to 2 Chronicles 35. 2 Chronicles 35 and verse 2. We're going to read about a couple of kings that found themselves in a situation where they needed to give encouragement. And who would you think the kings would give encouragement to? Well, in this particular case, God's workers. He set the priests in their offices and encouraged them in the service of the house of the Lord. This is talking about King Josiah and trying to help set the religious things of God in order in his time, and encouraging the priest of God and the service of the house of the Lord. Now let's go to 2 Chronicles 29 and 11. My sons, do not be negligent now.
Somebody's
for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him,
I can
to minister
feel
to him,
it.
And to be his
Somebody's
ministers
praying
and burn incense
for me.
And in this particular place, we're speaking.
Mighty hands are guiding me
and
to protect me from what I can't see.
Trying to set things in
Lord,
within
I believe
the house of God. So we
Lord,
find
I
workers
believe
within the church, workers for God,
somebody's
even the priests themselves, need to be encouraged. Encouraged in their service for God. Employers need to encourage employees. They would have a lot better workforce, wouldn't they? They would have employees that would want to stick with them a lot longer time if they would show a little bit of mercy.
Healing rain
and a little bit of
is coming down.
The problems of their employees. The Word of God lets us know that fathers need to encourage their children. We know that we need to bring them up in the nurture and admonition and knowledge of God. And we need to discipline our children. But we need to have that balance that God gives. It needs to be a balance between discipline and nurturing. And we know that fathers and mothers need to encourage their children. Husbands, encourage your wives in that they do. For the family and for God, to the family. Wives encourage husbands. Husbands encourage wives. Encouragement needs to be a part of daily life for each of us. Not only to receive. Is there anyone sitting here today that don't need encouragement and hasn't got encouragement from someone at some point in time? No, but we really need to give it and get it very often. I think on a daily basis. I believe I could use it daily. And I believe probably every one of you could. Give and receive encouragement. Not only in your workplace, in your community, but within the church, within the brothers and sisters of the church, within your families. We need to give encouragement when we have or others have new challenges. Do you remember the relationship between Moses and Joshua? Well, Joshua was closest to Moses. He helped in the service of God for Moses. And in Deuteronomy 1 and 38, I would like to go to there. Deuteronomy 1 and 38. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall enter there. Encourage him, for he will cause Israel to inherit it. The Lord is speaking to Moses about the next leader of Israel, Joshua. Joshua was about to have a challenge. Moses was about to exit. Or Moses' call from God was about over. His life was about over. Someone had to take the place of Moses and be the leader to the children of Israel. And God's call was on Joshua. Joshua had the challenge. And I would like for us to read some encouraging words of God to Joshua. So let's go to Joshua 1. Great words of the Lord to Joshua. Joshua 1, and starting with the 6th verse. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. That's saying persevere. Don't give up. Keep on going. Keep doing what I tell you to do. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Do you want success in your life and your family? Do what God says. Seek Him in His ways, from His Word, and do them. You will have success. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Again, how can you have success? Accept God as the one through which your help comes. As your creator and maker, find His way. Abide in His way. Be obedient. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Is the Lord your God with you? He is if you take Him alone. He is if you hold on to His hand and you don't turn loose. God is with you, just like He was to Joshua. God is with us when new challenges, when changes take place in our life, in any aspect of our life. We sometimes have to have encouragement, and that encouragement comes from God. What about encouragement in the completion of the task that we sometimes find? We need encouragement because sometimes it's easy to start something, but sometimes it's hard to finish it. It's hard to stick in there and see it to completion. Let's go to Ezra. Let's go to Ezra 6. And 22. And they observed the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for the Lord had caused them to rejoice and had turned the heart of the king of Assyria toward them to encourage them in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel. Will God work through our enemies to bless us? Will God ever work through our enemies to encourage us, sometimes in the completion of a work of God? Yes, He will. He did at this point. He used the king of Assyria to encourage the people to finish the rebuilding of the temple. And that's what these words was about. And in verse 15 of that same Ezra 6, it says, this temple was completed on the 3rd day of the month Adar. It was the 6th year of the reign of King Darius. God worked through the king of Assyria, one of the nations which carried the people of God captive and held them captive until it was God's time to turn them loose. Sometimes we have to be punished for things. And usually it involves being disobedient to God, not keeping ourselves where we should be with God. And I fully well believe that the captivity of Israel would have not ever taken place if they had kept their self right with God. But they didn't. And part of the punishment was that they were led away captive. And Assyria was one of those nations that was involved. But yet we see the king of one of those nations that brought war to him, burned their cities and destroyed the whole place and carried them away captive. That very same nation, the king of that nation, we find then let the people go at God's time. And under God's circumstances, the king of Assyria not only let them go, he encouraged them to rebuild their temple to God. God will work sometimes through even our enemies to help us complete tasks that he has given us in his work. Our encouragement also comes from the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit gives direction, which involves encouragement from God. Let's go to Hebrews 3. Verse 2. He was faithful to him He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was when in his house. I think this is, I think I put down a wrong scripture here. Let's go to verse 13. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And then in verse, in chapter 10, let's go to verse 24. Let us hold this confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. Do you see the encouragement there? Let us stimulate one another, encourage one another to love and good deeds. Speak only words of encouragement, not those that tear down or hurt. Our words and our encouragement to others should be ultimately words that will help. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 28. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has needs. Are we required to work, not only for ourselves, but sometimes in order to help others? That's what these scriptures are speaking of. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Words of encouragement. Words that we will build up, not tear down. Same old words we heard here over and over and over again. If you don't have something good to say about someone, it's much better not to say anything about that person at all. If we could all but just remember that. Words of encouragement. All of life's up and downs, the situations, the events that come to us, events such as death of loved ones. Encouragement is needed in all events of life, virtually daily, and in the most distressing of times. We see that David was distressed, having to run for his life from King Saul. We see that encouragement came to him. Let's go to Samuel 30, and we're winding up quickly here. Samuel. Samuel 30 and verse 6. Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. For all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Do you know that times might be so bad? Sometimes that we might be so alone that we have to strengthen ourselves. We can't rely on others. God is always there if we remember to go to Him. But sometimes we might have to just kick ourselves in the seat of the pants and go on. Pick up our load and carry it some more. We might have to encourage ourselves as David did. Those words in Samuel that I just read you was after an enemy had came in and took captive David's wife and all the other soldiers' children and wives and took them away. And when David and his army came in and they seen what had happened and that their wives, children, material possessions, everything was gone, what was their immediate reaction? About like you would do. They wept bitterly. In verse 4, then David and the people who were with him lifted their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to weep. Have you ever got to that point in life? That's pretty drastic, but King David to be with his soldiers found this to be the case. Their children gone, their wives gone, everything they had gone. And they wept before God. And then what did David do? Collected himself, got himself together. Thought of where his help truly lied. It lay in God. And then he sought God. And what did God do? Gave him the answer. He asked for God's help. God gave the help. We have to remember God in times of need. God's Word is full of encouragement. God uses others to encourage us. God's Word is used to encourage us. The Holy Spirit is there to encourage us. We need to be and stay encouraged in the Lord. God wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to be happy, joyous, with a heart full of praise to Him for everything that He's done for us and is going to do. If you would, stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for these words of encouragement. We thank You because we know that we have many sources of help when we become discouraged through the situations of life and the events of life and circumstances. Heavenly Father, let us always be quick to recognize that we need